What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode. Man, the NBA finals are over. I want to talk about my thoughts and what it really taught me in these NBA finals. I'm also going to show you what I have currently in my collection, so stay tuned for that. But without any further ado, let's jump in. My name's Boris. This is the Hobby Box. All right, guys, make sure you stop what you're doing, smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. We've got a great community here, and you definitely want to tune in every time we're putting out new content. If you haven't had the chance yet, make sure you jump into the description, find the link for our Discord, and jump in and get involved. It's awesome to have people to bounce ideas off of. You got buy, selling, and trading as well. It's just an awesome opportunity. It's in the description below. Love to see you guys in there. All right, guys. Well, first of all, just want to say congratulations to all you Lakers fans out there. I didn't want to admit it that the Lakers were winning. Obviously, no hate against the Lakers, but it's kind of like the Yankees, man. When you're winning that much, you want to see some of the underdogs kind of get out there and do their thing. You know, we learned a lot in this NBA bubble just about a lot of different teams. Some of the stuff that stuck out to me really was Milwaukee in that situation there and how they bounced out really early into the playoffs. Obviously, Giannis is Giannis. Giannis is going to come back, get better every single year. Their number two and number three are just not getting it done there. He needs another piece there in Milwaukee. My prediction is that's, you know, they better do that in this offseason. If not, Giannis is going to walk, I think, after this next upcoming season. It's very similar to what happened with LeBron and the Cavaliers and how they were getting bounced out and they would get there every year. He didn't have that piece. And then LeBron went down to Miami and he won himself a championship. Obviously, in an NBA player's career, they want to see championships. And so I really do believe that this next year might be it for Giannis if Milwaukee can't put the pieces together and get themselves into an NBA finals. Another big thing from the East that stuck out to me is, you have an up and coming Celtics team and they're going to be exactly solid in where they were this past year. You know, I think they're going to stay steady and really good things for them coming up in the future. But really, Miami just stuck out like a sore thumb this year. Miami just, man, the talent there is insane. I think I extremely overlooked Miami. They have a lot of young people on their team that actually are great shooters. Even on their defensive front, it wasn't like the best, but out of rookies, you never expect the best. But I saw some of their rookies kind of stepping it up. They had a lot of fight in them. I think this Miami team is going to have something to pull together next year. And so I'm going to be looking really heavily at some of these rookies that are on their team and even Jimmy Butler coming back into this season. Jimmy Butler just put it together. It was awesome. Definitely going to be checking out his cards in this off season. And then moving over to the West, obviously Lakers, I think they're going to be, top dogs again next year. If everything stays the way that it is, it's a super team right now at this point. AD finally got a championship. I mean, his cards are still not getting much love. I guess that's because, Giannis got Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron got the Finals MVP. So he's kind of left out there. He did a great job. I still think that his cards are a steal at the current price that they're at. So, in this offseason and the dip, I'm definitely going to be looking at AD cards, especially if he stays with the Lakers and if they could come back next year. I definitely will be looking into that. The Clippers, that's a crazy, crazy story to me. They are a deep team. I can't believe how they got knocked out by the Nuggets. I just saw this Clippers team going a lot further than they did. And obviously, they got rid of Doc Rivers, their head coach. So I don't know what that means for next year. Kawhi cards took a hard hit. So now something that kind of really brings to my attention is you look at the way that Giannis, the Giannis and Kawhi in there and together, you look at their stats. Kawhi definitely has a little more of the accolades, but his cards didn't. But his cards took more of a dip than Giannis Antetokounmpo. So that just goes to show you that like personality and presence in the media, and that has a lot to do with where these card values are. So with people like Kawhi and personalities like that, it's heavily involved with their presence in social media, things like that. That is definitely, you can look at the numbers and it's right there in front of your face. So it's undeniable. Other than that, from the West, you know, Luka Doncic is just someone to continue to invest in and watch. Incredible, incredible performances by him in this NBA bubble. He is going to be a presence in the NBA. He's one of the faces. And I think if you haven't started buying Luka Doncic, buy him in this dip, because his cards are going to be out of price range, I think, in the next couple of years. Man, incredible, incredible player. But with all that being said, guys, super excited to buying during this dip. Do not be fazed by this dip. This is typically normal. This is what happens on a yearly basis as basketball season comes to an end. This is just the market balancing itself out. You know, I go to card shows on the weekends. I went to this past card show, a lot of foot traffic. You know, the buying has slowed down a little bit, but completely, we're in a completely different market than we were this time last year. More people into this. There's more recognition. You've got Logan Paul buying Pokemon cards. You've got rappers like Logic spending $265,000 on a Charizard card. You've got athletes who are buying their cards right now, talking about them, investing. Steve Aoki and other guys opening card shops in California with other entrepreneurs. Guys, this market is not going anywhere. This presence is coming. It's here. And don't be afraid of this dip. Just stay calm. It'll be okay. So that being said, let's jump in. I'm going to show you. I know people have been asking about what I have in my collection. Again, guys, my collection is always changing because, you know, to me, you know, there's only a couple people who are my guys that I'm going to continue to hold on to. And out of those guys, I'm only going to hold on to certain specific cards. That being said, these cards do change a lot. So I'll jump off with these two baseball cards for you. But we've got Ronald Acuna Jr., PSA 10. And on the other baseball front, I've got Juan Soto, PSA 10. I do have some cards back here that I, you know, those are ones that I'm just like flipping through, so they're not going to be shown here. Onto my basketball collection, guys. Some pretty cool things here. Most of these have been pack open. So I've got a DeAndre Hunter Silver Prism PSA 10. We'll see what happens with the Hawks this upcoming year. We've got a Brandon Clark Silver Prism PSA 9. It's just a little left to right is why this card got PSA 9. I also have his Holo Optic PSA 10, Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark actually is a pretty good talent. So we'll see what happens with him and how they utilize him this upcoming year. The highly touted Kobe White PSA 10. Again, opened this from a pack and sent it in for grading. I'll let you know if any of these are not from a pack. I've got a Sekou Doumbouya. I'm going to hold on to this for a while. There's only one of these, PSA 10. This card is numbered to 25, so there will only ever be 25 of them. And in that PSA 10 format, there may only ever be one. So definitely holding on to that. That was pack open. And now we're going to get into some that I bought and picked up. Brandon Ingram, PSA 10. I think this guy is extremely undervalued, and he will be making his mark on this next upcoming season, guaranteed. We'll move into some Trae Youngs. Trae Young, PSA 9 Optic. I've actually got two of those. The other one's around here somewhere. And then I also, this one was from a break. This is a Optic Auto Signature Series Holo PSA 9, Trae Young. Let's see. I just recently got rid of his Holo PSA 10. Then I have Ja Morant PSA 9. I just got rid of all his PSA 10s, but I'm looking to get back into some of his cards. But I'll show you kind of what I traded for that as well later on. Kristaps Porzingis PSA 10. Here's one of my dudes that I'm kind of high on. I think he'll do well. And that's Michael Porter Jr. So I do have a PSA 10 Optic card here that I purchased. That one before he started balling out. I just recently picked this up at the last card show here. PSA 10 Red Cracked Ice Prism PSA 10. That one's probably going to stay in the collection because that's just a sweet card. And then I've got a Silver Prism PSA 9. This one I bought single and sent it in for grading. And then I also picked this one up for a great price, PSA 10 Silver Select Michael Porter Jr. So lots there. And then I have PSA 9 Optic Jason Tatum. I have his PSA 9 Prism Jason Tatum. And recently I picked up this PSA 10 Select Prism from the last show as well. Only about 1,000 of these. Again, these are short prints because they're from hobby boxes. And then I picked up this PSA 9 Kawhi. So, you know, obviously I'm down on this card. I'm not stressing. You know, Kawhi and the Clippers will be back next year, have some definite great games and make it pretty far, I would project, in the Western side. And then my last two cards here that I'm really proud of, PSA 10, Luka Select. Again, I'm not buying the Prisms. There's just a lot of them. And so I don't like having cards that, you know, there's too many of them, especially if I'm going to keep them around. The Select is probably the one I'm going to keep around for the longest. I just like it the most. And then I have this Optic that I just picked up from this last show. This one, I traded a few cards for it to get it, including a Josh Allen PSA 10 and some of John Morant's PSA 10s. So that's what's in there currently, guys. Again, this changes all the time, so I will do an update eventually again on that as well. All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday, so make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.